With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The two vice presidential hopefuls have agreed to a debate. They'll face off on the 1st of October.
Ohio Senator J.D. Vance and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz will face each other in a debate hosted by CBS News in New York City. Both potential vice presidents accepted the CBS invitation to debate on the 1st of October. The VP debate will take place 3 weeks after the debate between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris, and as early voting in some states gets underway for the general election. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Americans were in more of a buying mood last month.
U.S. retail sales increased 1% from June to July after having declined slightly the previous month. Auto dealers, electronics, and appliance stores, as well as grocery stores, all reported strong gains. Adjusted for inflation, sales rose about 0.8%.
Correspondent Jeremy House says retail spending up by the most in 18 months, and Wall Street is pleased with that. The benchmarks have been sharply higher this morning. Also at SRNnews.com, looks like it could be a rough weekend weather-wise on Bermuda.
Currently, Hurricane Ernesto is located northeast of the Turks and Caicos, east of the Bahamas, currently moving north at 13 miles per hour. And on the forecast track, it's forecast to move towards Bermuda, where a hurricane warning was issued this morning at 5 a.m., and then should approach Bermuda on Saturday.
Larry Kelly at the National Hurricane Center says Ernesto not expected to affect the east coast of the U.S. all that much, if at all. The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits dropped last week, fell 7,000 from the week before to 227,000. And stocks are sharply higher on Wall Street, with the Dow up 352 points, the Nasdaq ahead 319 for a gain of about 2%. This is SRN News. Another controversy at Facebook.
Richard Dawkins is a prominent British atheist, but he's also a scientist and does not accept transgenderism. He recently pointed out how transgenderism violates the rules of science, and his Facebook account was abruptly suspended. He says Facebook never gave him a reason for the 11-day suspension, but he believes it was because of his transgender statements. Facebook later blamed the suspension on ill-defined technical difficulties. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
An unusual situation in New York. A proposed amendment to the state's constitution meant to enshrine abortion doesn't actually include the word abortion. Arguments are underway in a lawsuit that Democrats hope will force election officials to insert the word in an explanation of the amendment that voters will see while casting their ballots. The unusual legal effort began weeks after the State Board of Elections chose to use the measure's technical language verbatim rather than interpret it in its explanation to voters. SRN News. Google takes the wraps off its next-gen Pixel phones.
The launch provides the maker of Android software a head start on the next iPhone in the race to bring more artificial intelligence services to devices that have become people's constant companions. The showcase occurred 2 months earlier than the company typically rolls out the next models in its Pixel phone lineup, and Google left little doubt that the Pixel 9 phones are meant to be a vessel for the AI technology that's expected to reshape society.
And that's correspondent Jeremy House. The Arizona Supreme Court has ruled that an informational pamphlet for voters can refer to an unborn child as an unborn human being. That language will be used in a description for a November ballot measure that would guarantee the constitutional right to an abortion, the justices siding with Republican lawmakers over proponents of that ballot measure. More details, SRNnews.com.